IVM.
You're listening to Pow Bites with the Daily Pow.
This is Pranuti,
Amit,
and Purva,
and we're from the Daily Pow, a city-specific food and culture site, and this is Pow Bites. It's a series of mini episodes that we run in the weeks between our fortnightly podcast, The Powdcast. On this episode of Pow Bites, we're going to be talking about a topic that's very close to our guest Roshni's heart. It's pickling. We also have Thomas Zacharias of the Bombay Canteen, and the both of them are going to tell us about how to pickle your veggies and why you should pickle your veggies this season. So Roshni, you were just telling us about pickling watermelon and various parts of the watermelon.
Well, actually, it's just to be eaten or juiced or whatever, like made into gazpacho, whatever you feel like. But I'm talking about the rind, the white part. So after the leftovers of your watermelon, not the seeds, but like you take the white pith, so to speak, and remove the tough green skin. Mm-hmm. Then you chop it up into little bits and you can either pickle it the way like a hot pickle where you put vinegar, salt, sugar, spices, and it becomes like an instant pickle, or you can preserve it in like a brine. And the great thing about it is if you eat it after it starts softening, I made a curry with it last weekend, it picks up the flavor of whatever you put it in. So it's got this amazing texture that goes all the way from cucumber to almost like a jelly.
Right.
So it's either crunchy when it starts out, or it becomes like the soft melting... it's not even a jelly. It's like a... I don't even want to say... it's not even a gourd. It's just... it's got a very unique texture.
Right.
It's sort of wraps itself around your palate.
Okay. It sounds a little scary.
Or like... It's just soft and like... It molds itself. So
but why is it... Thomas, why is it a good idea to pickle veggies this season?
I think winter is one of the most exciting seasons when it comes to produce and local produce in Bombay. There's so many different, not just green leafy vegetables, but also vegetables like kohlrabi and chayote and hara chana. And you don't get them the rest of the year. It's a pretty short season for about 2 to 3 months. And pickling is a great way to preserve them and like make sure you have some to munch on later, I guess.
So how do you usually pickle veggies?
We actually pickle vegetables to use right then and there because for us to pickle something and use for a restaurant, we'll need like large vats. We'll need another Bombay can just to store our pickles. So we pickle and use like pretty much like 2 weeks a month later. But for me as a chef at the Bombay Canteen, pickling is a way to introduce a new flavor profile. So at the restaurant, we don't particularly use it to preserve and use later in the year, because in the rest of the year, there's all those vegetables in those seasons, which are exciting to use as well.
But what do you pickle veggies in? Both of you. I mean, what are your favorite ways to pickle veggies? Do some mediums lend themselves better to certain veggies over others?
If you pickle in oil, it tends to last longer. It depends from vegetable to vegetable. So you can do a really quick kanji, which is something that's done in North India, and it's also called shalgam suyu in Istanbul, and it's all done around this time. So you either use black carrots or red carrots, you use beet to give it like a little bit of a deeper color, and it's a simple water brine and mustard seed pickle. So you know when you split open the mustard seeds, the yellow inside, those, and you put all of this together with your salt and your spices, and you just leave it in a sunny window. 2 days later, it's amazing. I mean, 3 days later, it's funky. And you just drink, like, we drink large glassfuls of the liquid because it's not an extremely salty brine. It's a mild brine, which is why you're having it so quickly.
I think Paperboard is doing a drink based on that.
Yeah. And then you eat the vegetables. I mean, you pour the... It's a burni. So you pour the burni into a glass, then little bits of the vegetables come in. And you just sort of chomp on the vegetables after you're done drinking the kanji. Oh, we also make pani wala achar, which we make with shalgam right now. Spring onions, which are great too at the moment. So you put shalgam, spring onion, sometimes you put lotus root. And that is like a pale yellow color that sort of deepens. And that is with like salt, haldi, mustard seeds and a bunch of vegetables. And it tastes like the kanji that you eat on kanji vada on the streets. Like in Grant Road, you know, there's a lot of these kanji vada stalls. It's that kanji, except that this is much healthier. It's made at home. It's got all these vegetables and all of that. And if you want to preserve longer, so there's like this famous sort of pickle in my family called winter pickle, where we put everything. So we put bhindi, gajar, like carrots, lotus stem, spring onions, dates. We can put turnips, kishmish, raisins.
Okay, pretty much everything.
Wow. Yeah. That's like a whole bunch.
Then put cashews, and it's made pretty much entirely with salt, oil, and Sindhi achar masala. And that salt makes the vegetables release their sort of liquid, like moisture, and that becomes the brine of the pickle.
And how long can you keep this?
I have one from 2 years ago. I have a jar that is, and you know what's great is that after the vegetables become mushy, because 2 years later they're not going to hold their crunch. It tastes different every month. Mm-hmm. So 2 years later, when the vegetables are not holding the crunch, what you can do is make pakode out of the pickle. So you just batter fry pieces of pickled vegetables and you eat it. So the crunch comes from the batter, and the vegetables inside are like these, you know, soft, mm-hmm. hot, spicy.
Is
filling.
This your own invention or is this commonly done?
My grandma made it. I don't know if it's a common Sindhi thing. We take cauliflower and we pickle it and then eventually dip that cauliflower in batter and deep fry it. Amazing. Green chilies. Better than mirchi ke pakode.
Thomas, you were talking about fermenting stuff at the restaurant. So how does that work?
So with fermenting, again, the idea is one, to kind of preserve whatever vegetable you're fermenting. But again, it brings this whole other flavor profile. It brings a sense of umami, which is that fifth sense of deliciousness with which the Japanese discovered. And so fermenting, you're basically creating a live culture with the bacteria in the air. The vegetables changes its composition completely, and it gives this funk to it, which again, it's expands your repertoire.
It's a good
so
funk.
Much. Yeah, it's a great funk.
So there are
people who don't like it, but for me, like kimchi is fermented, right?
Right.
So you get that funk from kimchi, from good kimchi. The stuff that you get in
that's crap.
That's not real kimchi, but like real
the
kimchi.
The dirty Chinese restaurant is not real kimchi.
Yeah. So what else do you ferment typically?
So right now we have Bhavnagri chilies fermenting.
Okay.
We have green tomatoes fermenting.
So are they fermenting in something?
Yeah. So in like a mixture of spices, you have to use like distilled bottled water so it doesn't spoil. It's funny because you're effectively you're forcing spoilage for it to ferment, but you also don't want it to spoil.
Right.
And then now with these winter vegetables, I'm going to attempt fermenting a whole bunch of those. Didn't really do it last year, so it'll be interesting to see what results we get.
Okay, so it's basically veggies in water and
spices, vinegar,
and you leave it out. Obviously,
yeah, you leave it out at room temp. In Bombay, thanks to the temperature, things ferment pretty quickly.
Right.
Then you wait and watch. You put in a really tightly closed glass jar.
Right.
And you have to let it burp. We call it burping because the air builds up inside.
Right.
The carbon dioxide from the bacteria.
Yeah.
And you like occasionally open it and just let it burp and then close it back again. Airtight.
And typically how long do you leave veggies to ferment?
It'll take anywhere from, in Bombay it takes anywhere from a week to 2 weeks. But in a colder climate maybe around 2 weeks to a month.
Okay.
I suspect this is going to make its way to bar menus soon, this pickling,
I hope
fermenting.
I hope it's a new trend.
Shrubs are already kind of an extension of that, right? Because shrubs are when you preserve fruits, in which you preserve fruits in vinegar, and then you use them as souring agents in your cocktails. Mm-hmm. So you can have like amazing raspberries that you picked up from somewhere, but you know you won't get the same ones here, or blackberries or whatever. Turn it into a shrub and use it in your cocktail for the next year.
But it's interesting because as a culture in India, we've been fermenting and pickling for centuries. Like in the Northeast, there's a lot of stuff that's fermented.
Right.
And pickling, of course, it's like second nature to us. And the rest of the world is kind of catching up on this right now. We lost track somewhere along the way, and we're coming back as well. So it's exciting times for pickles and fermented stuff.
What about vinegar? Do you use a lot of vinegar in your pickles?
Traditionally, we don't use vinegar. In fact, in my community, I think vinegar is looked upon poorly, and I don't know why, because I think when we were growing up, the only vinegar we got was synthetic vinegar, so acetic acid with like caramel color added to it. Now that there is a lot more vinegar available and we've realized how good it is for us, it's a different story. But for my family, generally we'd pickle using acidifying agent was lemon juice. And one of the big things was, like, now in winter, like I was talking about earlier, we take these thin-skinned lemons, which have very few seeds in them, and cut a cross sort of sign, a plus sign, halfway down the top, and just put a whole bunch of salt and let the lemon sort of release water and leave them in a windowsill. They would be good to eat the moment the lemon starts sort of going a little brown. They go this like lovely beige color, and then you know that you can eat them. And then they just keep darkening and the liquid gets reabsorbed. I've had a lime pickle that was 30 years old that my nanny must have made like 30 or 40 kilos off and traveled with her over 30 years. And eventually there was like a tiny jar. Somewhere in between, the flesh of the lemon starts looking like jelly. And that's also a very interesting stage to have the pickle in, because you get like this, there's no pectin, but it looks like a little glob of preserved lemon jam with no sugar. So,
talking about preserved lime, I think just an example of what pickling does. For us, we have this salad on the menu. It's a barley and jowar salad. And what, in my opinion, takes that salad to a whole other level is preserved or pickled lime in it. It brings this brightness and vibrancy and this unique taste to it, which nothing else can. And that's just one example. So, like, the applications of using pickled, preserved, fermented things are so vast. It's only a matter of, like, how extended your imagination can go.
And do you pickle lemons in a similar way?
We pickle lemons in a combination of, say, like a preserved lime and lime pickle, somewhere midway.
Okay.
So the best of both worlds. So a little more flavor profile. Like a preserved lime is just salt, sugar, and maybe a few spices. And then your lime pickle obviously has a lot more robustness to it. So.
Okay.
And do you guys go anywhere to sort of get the pickling, ingredients? Do you have any specifics?
Oh, this is stuff that's available in your house, right?
Yeah. Most of the stuff is stuff from your pantry.
Okay.
It's only the vegetable stuff that you need to go and...
You get, I mean, every community has its own pickling mix, so I get mine from Sindhi provision stores in Kulaba Market, but if you want a slightly more Maharashtrian style, then you can go to Kalyani Loncha. If I want Gujarati one, Gujarati mix, then I'll sort of like ask.
Because they're all sort of slightly different in their own
way. The proportion of spices, and then some of them will use onion seeds, some of them will not, some of them will, so. And it also depends on the mix. Like, say, for example, in summer, we will pickle mango, but that masala would be quite different from the masala we use to do our winter pickle. Yeah. So,
I think while we're talking about pickling, we should mention that pickling is not just restricted to vegetables. You can pickle meat, you can pickle seafood. Growing up, my grandma would always make beef pickle. The meat that cannot be named, but which I just did.
It's a good way to still be able to consume it.
For me, like, that reminds me of home. And that's just another way of pickling something and keeping it for longer, and for somebody like me, having it in a different city where I didn't grow up.
So that's it for this episode of Pow Bites. Thanks, Roshni and Thomas, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.